Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sip of life, if you will. Thank you for being here, and thanks to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner for showing up. You know what they say, showing up is half the prize, or is it more than that? Is it the whole thing? Just showing up is worthy of note, especially these days when people find it easy to go from one job to another. I know there are a lot of people calling the three of you to get you to come to their radio program, but I know you say, no, I wouldn't go anywhere. I'm sticking with Doug, right?
Heck no, we won't go.
Ooh, that's a good one. Can we
just
start
rally
this year?
Cry.
All right. Heck no, we won't go. All right. I like that. So let's inspire people. You know, science is what they talk about when it comes to the Delta variant, comes to all the COVID stuff, the Omicron. You know, it's much easier to say Omicron. Can I do that? Just can everybody know what I'm talking about, right? If I say Omicron,
I think people will know. It's just not right.
Crap.
It's not correct. It's one of those mispronounced words on that list for 2021.
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of... that's right. That list is very... it's kind of expansive, actually. The most mispronounced words in our language... Captions, subtitles, that sort of thing. The list officially, Victoria, identifies the words that proved most challenging. One of them is chuggy. This sounds like some of the people won at the American, the Pop Culture Awards or whatever it was the other night. Some of these singers who know how to pronounce them. Yeah.
There were a lot of chugs there. Yeah, chuggy.
Okay. What does chuggy, C-H-E-U-G-Y, mean?
It's like it describes any sort of like lame fashion or lifestyle choice that that millennials make. Basically Gen Z making fun of millennials, like coffee mugs that say, you know, don't talk to me before I've had my coffee.
Yeah.
Or
the
signs.
Love signs.
Yeah.
It's like the bad side of being basic. But it's also chuggy to call things chuggy. So it's like trying to say it in your head and not out loud.
It's one of those Gen Z TikTok things. Really? It's just Gen Z is always kind of targeting millennials. So
I guess where did the word come from, though? Because it's weird.
I don't know. It is a weird
like
word.
That are basic. Yeah, no, it's one specific TikToker who started it, and then it just kind of took off. But that person is also the one that's like, it's chuggy to call things chuggy now.
It is. But it is really funny when you look at the things that pretty much like every guy wore cargo shorts, which are chuggy in the mid-2000s.
Denim jackets are chuggy.
Yeah,
like movie Garden State, that's chuggy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole list.
Victoria's chuggy because she lives in
Garden like that.
State?
No,
if you like the film Garden State.
Oh.
Which I don't like at all.
I don't like chuggy, and I'm not going to use it. So there. All right.
Take that, Gen Z.
Yeah.
I don't think boomers use chuggy anyway. I don't even know what a boomer using the word chuggy, that would, like, probably break the internet.
That's
so.
The pinnacle of chew.
Of chew. All right, chew. So pretty silly word, nonsensical. Okay, next word on the list of mispronounced words is chipotle. Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
So who decided how to pronounce this correctly? Because it's spelled chipotle.
Because that is how you, right, but it's
not. It's the name of the pepper.
Right, it's
name of the what?
It's a Spanish pronunciation of a pepper. It's chipotle.
Oh, I like
it's
chipotle.
It's a Spanish word. It's like saying something wrong in French.
And a lot of people call the restaurant chipotle.
Ugh, chipotle.
But I think that's on purpose. Those are also the people that say tarjay, which please stop.
That's chuggy.
I know.
And
that's
by the way,
so chuggy.
It's claim jumper and sizzler. It's not sizzlers or claim jumpers.
That's right. Sizzlers is the restaurant, right?
It is sizzler. It is not sizzlers. And it's claim jumper, not claim jumpers.
And it's JCPenney, not JCPenney's. And Victoria's Secret.
What is right? Claim jumper.
Yes, on it.
What is this word you're saying, Jen? Claim jumper. What
is a restaurant? It's a restaurant.
Claim, really? like you file a claim, like claim jumper?
Yeah.
Are you
That's
serious the name
right
of a,
now?
I've never heard of this. This is never a restaurant?
It's a big chain, never. Yeah. It's a big
it
chain.
It must not be on the East Coast.
Yeah, it must not be on the East Coast. Oof.
But it's a lot of time people call it claim jumpers, or claim jumper.
So far, I don't like any of either of these two words. Next word of the most mispronounced words of this year, Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. Yeah, you did it. Dogecoin. That's right.
All right. Cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm. You're a doger.
Yeah. That's because I put $2,000 into a cryptocurrency, one of those funds.
Be careful. Oh, you're rich now.
Right. It's worth $2,200 now. It's good. Right. Okay. Cryptocurrency. Dogecoin. Let's see here. Eilish. Oh, Billie Eilish. I get that.
That's weird. I don't know who doesn't know how to say Billie Eilish. That's very strange.
Well...
This is the list of what broadcasters. This is what broadcasters have stumbled over. That's where this came from. So it's very weird that broadcasters don't know who Billie Eilish is.
Ethereum, right?
Ethereum.
E. What? But it's I H is would be I. Isn't it? It's E. It should be pronounced with an E. It is.
It's Ethereum. It's Ethereum, like ethereal. It's the same thing.
These
words. Now my Siri's telling me Ethereum.
All right, Glasgow. Glasgow, that's a city where the climate conference.
Yeah, but everyone says Glasgow, and that's wrong. It's Glasgow.
So what difference does it make if you pronounce it right or wrong? Who cares?
It's the name of a city. Wouldn't you want your city named correctly?
I mean, in all of these
You're
words.
A broadcaster?
Well,
Who
I
cares?
Can tell you what people say a lot, and it drives me nuts, is the Ukraine.
I know.
Mm-hmm. It's I not do all the time.
I know, and it's wrong. It's not the Canada.
Who
it's
said?
Just Canada. It's the name of the country.
It's called the Ukraine. It is
no, it's
a
not.
Called
it's
Ukraine.
Not. So we're going to go to the Framingham, and we're going to visit you then. We're going to go to the...
We just said it right.
The 405?
That's a regional thing.
Take the 5.
But you say you just said it right the second and the third time. It's just the first time. Like, no one
I'll
says
sure
I'm
I
going...
It.
Yeah, I'm going to the Germany. No, they say I'm going to Germany.
We're going to the United States. How about that?
Because that well, that's because it's United States. If you're
this
going to
list.
America,
well, you're one of the broadcasters clearly who gets some of these wrong. So maybe we should
not
be
going
focused
to the America.
I should be fired. Okay, last one on the list is Omicron.
Yeah, you.
The
N another
is
one.
Invisible and silent.
That's how. I mean, this is actually. Omicron. I didn't even realize it, but this is like half of Doug's list of what he says wrong. It's not Omicron.
You know one that I hear all the time? It's all over radio, all over broadcasting, is Lori Loughlin. People say Loughlin.
Yeah,
Loughlin. It's Loughlin, like lock and key.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I don't know, but there are definitely words that are G-H that are an F. So.
Yeah. But when you hear her say her own name, but what about graphic interchange files, GIF? The whole GIF versus GIF debate?
That's hard.
That's an annoying one. Because everyone's
right.
very
the
polarized
thing
on
is
that.
Annoying. Let's go to Omicron news. 40 people in the U.S. have been found to be infected with this variant. 3/4 of them have been vaccinated, according to the chief at CDC. Her name is Rochelle Walensky. Comes from my neck of the woods up here. She comes. Okay. So am I going to get this in my ear now from the Framingham? She is the Framingham favorite daughter. How about that? Anyway, the disease is mild, she says. So let's stop with all of the hoopla, the news media BS, and all the crap that is now being spread or about to scare the hell out of you. It is the same as a cold. That's it. Matter of fact, I think I'm coming. I got something going on. I have a lot of phlegm today, and I don't know. I haven't had a cold for a long time. The thing, I did stop taking my, well, I was gone to Hawaii, I didn't take my vitamins and stuff. Maybe it weakened me a little bit and all the, you know, in and out of planes and airports and stuff, you're bound to get something. Anyway, I don't, I'm not worried about Omicron. The folks at Pfizer, in a related story, says COVID booster shots offer protection against Omicron. Pfizer says, the vaccine offers important protection against the new variant, even though the two doses appear less effective, get the third one. That would be my advice. You ain't got a booster. Everybody here got a booster? Well, Jennifer hasn't, but...
Yeah. If you're 8 months out now from mm-hmm. Pfizer or Moderna, you're not considered fully vaccinated anymore. You need mm-hmm. the booster in order to be considered fully vaxxed.
Right. All right.
A lot of people don't... I don't know if people realize that, but, yeah, you can't just hang out with the two if it's been six
months. So how hard is it
8 months
to get lined up to get these booster shots?
I made my appointment the same day. It was really easy for me, yeah.
Okay. New Jersey's...
I don't think it's the rush that it once was.
Right. New Jersey's opening up two more mega sites. We've got three mega sites now for boosters. So you just show up and go get it.
Is this going to be a situation where we have to get boosters every so often?
Yes.
Because that was miserable yesterday. I still have the chills and a little bit of light sensitivity. Like, my head still hurts. I was really sick.
So you're doing this program
yesterday.
In the dark? Is that the deal?
Yep.
In the dark.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, my. Well, I don't have a headache. Aren't we all in the dark?
That explains a lot.
If I were in the dark, I'd be taking a nap.
Well, my head's resting on the microphone, if that counts.
Jennifer Aniston says she was bullied because she was a person speaking out against anti-vaxxers. She has been referred to as a liberal vaxhole. Okay. All right. A lot of people have been that way. She's one of these people that...
It's unusual because she's such a natural path. Like, isn't she like a... She's
she is.
That oil crowd.
Right.
She smokes a lot of weed. I don't know if that makes you...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Naturopath, but natural... What is it? Natural path?
Natural path.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No. The folks at Fox are upset because somebody burned down their Christmas tree. I'm chuckling about it, but it really isn't funny.
It's a pretty big fire, though.
Yeah.
I have friends who had to get diverted leaving the office and stuff. So, yeah.
Who's that
and
serious
what kind
about
of whack job
stuff?
Goes you, and Jennifer. Brings paper to a tree, shoves it under, and in the tree climbs
an
it
arsonist.
And lights it on fire?
An arsonist.
They're painting this guy as, like, a homeless guy, but, like, the homeless guys I know are kind of like, doop 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 I'm just cold, and, like, light something
New York
on
homeless.
Fire.
They're the best in the world. You can't, don't underestimate
baby.
The homeless in New York.
Who did this song? Come on, baby, light my fire.
Ooh. Doors.
Rolling Stones.
No, the Doors. No,
oh, the Doors, duh. I knew that. It's early, though.
The Doors. All right. It's 18 after. Let's close the door on this part of the conversation.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date on some of the trending stories that you may be following, like where I am in this neck of the woods. There's snow on the ground. It'll be gone by the time the sun comes up, but there's a little bit of dusting of snow. And so there are pictures everywhere, all the newspapers. Oh, look out, driving to work today, you'll get killed in a crash. That kind of silly stuff. I don't think so. And we're also going to identify Rose McGowan. If you've forgotten about her, she's up next.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine2bar. Vine2bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
All right, so despite the snow and that local focus, there's a dismissal. I find this hard to believe, but maybe I shouldn't, Jay. Let's refresh everybody's memory as to who Rose McGowan is and how she became the first person to step up against Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, Rose McGowan, actress, activist.
Kind of a nut bird, isn't she? A little bit of a nut bird? Yes, no, maybe?
Yeah, I would say eccentric.
Each their own.
Eccentric.
She's a little eccentric. Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Aren't we all?
But I wouldn't. Yeah, but I wouldn't call her a nut bird. No.
Okay. Good. Thank you. So anyway, why in the world would what would? I thought she was the mainstay of how this all got started.
She was.
Well, Yeah, so she had previously accused Weinstein of raping her in a hotel room at the Sundance Film Festival back in 97. They reached a $100,000 settlement over the alleged incident, but McGowan was preparing to publish it.
So wait a minute, hold on a second. Can we get into words? We've been talking about words. So if they gave her $100,000, why do they still call it an alleged incident? Why would they give
part
her $100,000?
Part of the settlement. You don't
That's part of the settlement. Yeah, so what she was actually suing Weinstein about was she filed a racketeering lawsuit because she was preparing to publish a memoir that also had details of the assault. Well, he and his team of lawyers and investigators tried to obtain copies. They wanted to publicly discredit her. That those are her allegations. The thing is, a federal judge in California has dismissed this lawsuit because so it was filed back in October 2019. Rose McGowan parted with her lawyers in November, and she missed a very necessary filing deadline for December, and that's why it's now.
So this is a technicality, then. This isn't saying that he didn't do it. It's a technicality. So he's in jail for 23 years, so he'll never get out because a big, fat slob will be done. He'll die in prison. Somebody
well, there's
probably
still more trials coming his way from other other women.
Is he in a real prison, or is he in out in Marion?
He was in a real prison up in Buffalo, and then he got transferred, I think, to California somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is now, but yeah, he was in a real prison. It was, and then he claimed that it was maximum security, and he claimed all kinds of conditions that were against his constitutional rights and blah blah.
Yeah. Do we worry about constitutional rights for people who belong in jail? Why should that's a whole different subject. Why should we give a damn about people who are in jail?
Well, when it's someone like Harvey Weinstein, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, well.
So is it on an individual basis that we decide whether people have the right to do that or not? It's kind of an interesting question, given the severity of the charges and just what a creep the guy is to begin with. He deserves to be in jail because he's a creep. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The 2022 Hyundai Kona Electric has been named the Zivas Top Company ZEV. The Zivas Award winners were chosen by the public via two voting rounds that occurred this fall. The Kona Electric has been refreshed with a new sleeker front and rear fascia design, and the estimated range is now 258 miles. Using a level 3 fast charger rate, it can now charge from 10 to 80% in around 47 minutes. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more. Phew. Last minute deals delivered right on time. It's the biggest deals of December, so get more because you save more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
According to Senator Rick Scott, corporate America is not interested in principles when profits are on the line.
As the Biden administration announced it will be diplomatically boycotting the Winter Olympics in China, Chinese media announced no one cares if politicians don't show up. The human rights offenses in China are documented and atrocious. Republican Senator Rick Scott with the Armed Services Committee says money over principles is a bad direction for a freedom-loving nation.
Whether it's the NBA or whether
it's Nike or whether it's Delta, they're all focused on how they make more money. Heck with human rights. They would like to get their rights, and they want to criticize everything that happens in this country. But God forbid they do anything that would impact their ability to make a profit.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a jury has completed deliberations for the day in the trial of actor Jussie Smollett. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Forced vaccinations and endless calls for more boosters, Dr. Fauci, on Washington Post website, is now telling Americans that have guests in their home this holiday season, make them show proof of vaccination.
When you get vaccinated and you have a vaccinated group and you are in an indoor setting, you can enjoy, as we have traditionally over the years, and that's the reason why people should, if they invite people over their home, essentially ask and maybe require that people show evidence that they are vaccinated.
President Trump's senior advisor, Kimberly Guilfoyle, on Newsmax, explains her point of view to the government overreach.
This is just an incredible power grab by the government trying to control our lives, what we see, what we think, what we do, what we put into our bodies. I think it's just outrageous. Just when you think it can't get worse, it does. You know, vaccinating children without their parents' consent and approval is outrageous. I mean, forced vaccinations, can you imagine this? And can you be more sinister than prompting and trying to entice and lure a child to get a vaccination by giving them pizza? What child turns down pizza, quite frankly? And it's confusing and it's dishonest. And that's why so many people are pulling their kids out of public school system, because not only indoctrination, but forced vaccination. And Dr. Fauci is just dead wrong in terms of where he's trying to lead this country. And it's really something that everyone should be up in arms about. It violates our liberty. It violates our privacy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keene, and Jay Kirshner. We're all using our imaginations to bring about something that has not been in your head yet. Use your imagination. I think it's a great thing, a great tool. Sometimes it takes courage to use your imagination to be different than others. I've always, my whole life, I've been different than everybody else. And much of it was because I used my imagination. I've been stimulated. I like that about my, I love it actually, about my grandson, Miles, who has a great imagination. He's always telling stories. He's always talking to his imaginary friends. And even at this late light in my life, I'm talking to my friends, my imaginary friends, all the time. talk to them. It's cool. It's a wonderful way to expand your mind, I think. I think I was first encouraged to do it when I read Thoreau when I was in college. What about it, ladies? He always talked about the canvas, our imagination being a canvas to being able. It's a great way to relieve stress, too. Use your imagination. Imagine what it would be like if we could get rid of COVID. Imagine what it would be like if we could actually get along with the Chinese. You know, that kind of stuff. Speaking of the Chinese, the Olympics, more countries have announced what we announced earlier, that they are going to diplomatically boycott the Olympics. Canada, Australia, what do we think? There are going to be more. There will probably be more countries will do this, right? As more step up. So
probably.
The
China's really pissed about this.
Good.
They just, I mean, they're putting it squarely on the U.S., which is obviously convenient. But yeah, they are not happy about this. Because a lot of people say, oh, well, that doesn't have an impact, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently it does because it really ticked them off.
Yeah.
Well, because
right.
they care about image and all of that. You know, I mean, it matters.
Right.
Well,
that's the reason to do it.
Do they think the rest of the world is stupid? The rest of the world is not paying attention to all of the harm.
Well, they're not. I mean, honestly, there's no reason they should even have the Olympics. We've talked about this before. Beijing should not be the host city for the Olympics.
Well, how did it get to be the host city?
The Olympic Committee.
They paid them off.
Corrupt.
Yeah, exactly. The Olympic Committee is about as corrupt as any organization that there is. So, anyway. If you pay attention to some of the other things, there's a Reuters story floating around today that China has told a number of multinational corporations that they have to cut ties with Lithuania or face being shut out of the Chinese market. China downgraded their diplomatic ties with Lithuania after opening a representative office in Taiwan. Apparently, Lithuanians are really putting it out there about Taiwan. So now that they're supporting Taiwan, the Chinese says, yep. So
and another thing
is going to be the next thing
Taiwan
after the Olympics? What's going to happen next?
The other thing, too, that China's really unhappy about is that the United States has invited Taiwan to whatever the next big summit is, and China's like, livid that we did that, and, you know, whatever. And so Lithuania, same thing. Yeah, I think a lot of... I mean, this is one of the things that, you know, when you take a multinational approach to a predator, which China is a predator on so many levels, you know, you circle the wagons around them and you put the squeeze on them. And this is, I mean, every day they're releasing a different statement that is basically you can see them freaking out about it. I mean, they're just, this is not hitting them lightly. This is something that is a real blow to, like Jen said, their image. And their image is everything. That's how they control their people.
Mm-hmm. Well. It's time to pay the piper, as it were. Some people in the news, this story about the plumber who discovered all that cash and those checks in the wall.
He got his reward.
Yeah. $20,000. Is that enough?
They gave him the reward? Yeah, they did.
Oh, because there was a $25,000 reward, but years ago, in like 2014, and then the money got spent or something?
He was complaining about it, and he was disgruntled that he hadn't gotten his money, so they finally gave it to him. But I guess for people who don't know, at Joel Osteen's church in Florida, what is it called? Lakewood Church, I think.
In Houston.
Well, yeah, I think.
Anyway, go ahead.
Did I say Texas? I'm sorry.
You said Florida.
Maybe my brain is just scrambled today.
Okay.
I don't know. Shake it up again. Maybe it's like a snow globe. It'll land right at some point. Texas, Lakewood. And so Joel Osteen, I guess, they had like $600,000 stolen from a safe. And they had it stolen in money orders and cash and checks. And so they had a reward that went out from a Crime Watcher or Crime Stopper group that was $20,000. Well, flash forward now to like 2021, and this plumber's going in working on the toilet, and he sees a loose tile, and all of a sudden he starts pulling money checks and money orders out. And so the question is, like, is this the world's worst robber who just took stuff out of a safe and then went, I'll just leave it here? Or is this someone who did it from the inside who wanted to move the money out of the safe and then behind the tile, right? So he could just kind of draw on it as he needed it to, right? Yeah, and so the plumber goes on a radio show, and then that's when he was, like, acting a little disgruntled because no one did anything except say, good job, you found maybe $600,000. So.
Mm-hmm.
He could have easily walked away with that.
Yeah.
It's crazy that they only gave him 20 when he could have had 600.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I bet he's tossing and turning at night going, you know, does it really pay to be that good of a person?
Yeah, right. All right, other people in the news. The Surgeon General, whose name is Vivek Murthy. Is that a mispronunciation like we were talking about before? Is that really how you pronounce his name?
I think that's, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Mr., he's a general or something, isn't he?
Surgeon General?
But they all wear a uniform, guys that are Surgeon Generals. Anyway, important part of the story, issued a public health advisory about mental health challenges that young people are facing because of COVID. I would say young people are facing a problem with mental health challenges not only because of this, but because of the damn devices that they find themselves completely just overwhelmed by paying attention to them. Don't you think? Am I on the right path here? It looks.
I think it plays a part for sure. I mean, we already know. You know, look at what the guy from Instagram is now having to answer for after the whistleblower over Facebook said, you know, that there are internal studies that show that Facebook and Instagram, same parent company, you know, they know the harm that it's doing to teenagers, especially teen girls, and they haven't done anything about it. So,
who's they? Who would do something
Instagram.
About it?
Instagram hasn't done anything about it. Now they're trying to, you know, give you a little pop-up that says, hey, maybe take a break. And okay, like that's going to do anything.
Take a break from the reality of you being sucked in, mesmerized, zombieized by this stuff. So anyway, the Surgeon General says mental health challenges in children, adolescents, and young adults are real, and they're widespread. Duh. But they're treatable. So that's good, but how are they treatable? Who's recognizing them? Do you think parents are recognizing anxiety and depression and other things going on?
Well, look at the kid who just shot up the school, right?
Yeah, I mean,
the
school, that's a great example, 15 years old.
Yeah, and the school told the parents, you've got 48 hours to get this kid into counseling, and 3 hours later, he shot up the school. So, I mean, clearly, there are a lot of problems. Mental health is not being addressed as rapidly as it needs to be and urgently as it needs to be. So, you know, this, I think it's important to talk about it on a national level, but we have to really, enact change. Like, you can't just talk about it. There needs to be a plan in place. There are so many kids and stories that I read about where parents, you know, and the shooter, not all kids as shooters, but there are so many kids where I'm like, that kid needs to be in counseling. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, it's really, I don't know.
Adults need to be in counseling, too.
Well, that, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, another name in the news today is Tiger Woods, who's all set to play in his first tournament. I thought he was limping around. Is he in the, so he's not, he's probably in a cart, right?
I don't,
probably going from hole to hole.
Yeah.
He'll take the cart.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a father-son tournament that he's doing.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to, just because his son is an aspiring golfer, too, but he's not going to be on the pro tour full time. I don't think he can handle it anymore.
How old is his son, Charlie? How old?
I don't know. 12, maybe?
Really?
I don't know. I'm guessing just by height.
So his mother
is
the blonde. He's only been married once, right? His children.
Correct.
Okay.
The blonde with the driver, the number one driver. Yeah.
Yes.
To the face. Yeah.
Mark Cuban, next name in the news. You know, he's on.
Apostrophe S. You said just without the S, and that's not a nice word that we can use in radio.
Well, everybody knows what the.
It's an S-C-H.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's also an apostrophe S to be left off, which makes sense.
But you know, it's a play on that anyway. Come on. That was the whole idea, getting people's attention. Yes.
We know that, yeah.
Hmm. All right, anyway. So Mark Cuban bought the town of Mustang, Texas, which is a small town off the I-45, the I-45. 21 people live there. He said the reason he did it is because one of his friends needed to sell it. Says, I don't know what to do with it. 77 acres. It'd be kind of fun to own a town, don't you? I have a town.
We have different definitions of fun.
Yeah.
Come on. 77 acres. I got 114 plus, I have 100 and almost 40 acres. So I could have my own town.
You have your own town.
I got my own town.
Call it Doug.
Populated by people I like cows and goats and ducks and chickens and stuff. Anyway, so apparently it's just a trailer park, There's a strip club there, though. That's in disrepair.
I think they changed the name already of the strip club.
Right.
They named it after Mark Cuban, which I'm sure he's delighted by.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And they evidently have an alligator there. And so this is very exciting. Okay, good luck to him. Paid there. What did he pay for? $4 million?
We don't know. It hasn't. It was. They were asking $4 million, and then they cut that in half. So I don't know. Maybe he paid it $1 million. They haven't disclosed the price yet.
All right. Next name in the news is the president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro. How did I do with that? Is that okay? Jair Bolsonaro.
How do you say his first name? It's J-A-I-R. Jair. Is it really?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. I thought you sounded like you knew. Where's Jen? Jen always knows these pronunciations.
Hi. Okay. Hi. Anyway, so the Time magazine has chosen him as person of the year. Huh? What?
This is a reader
poll.
Who knows who this guy is? Well, I mean, everyone knows who he is, but yes, you do.
He's the president of Brazil.
Yeah, but we've talked about him a lot through COVID. He was very controversial. 600,000 people in Brazil died because he basically denied that COVID was real.
Yeah.
And then he said the vaccine. He had all the conspiracy theories about the vaccines, and now he changed his tune and said, everyone should get a vaccine, and he's vaccinated. It's weird because the poll that they do every year, it doesn't necessarily mean it's like a great person. Last year it was. Last year it was all the essential workers and doctors and stuff. So, but this year, it's strange. He got 24% of the vote, and then in second place, it dropped to like 9% of the vote. So it makes me think that there was a bot involved here, because why would 24% of the people voting for this, and I was part of this, I voted on this, and they had so many different choices of people. It's very strange. It's weird that he got such an overwhelming percentage. It seems suspect.
Suspect. In other words, they stuffed the ballot box. Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't know. I don't know. It just seems very strange that there are so many other people that, you know, Britney Spears is more interesting to American audiences than Bolsonaro.
You are. Victoria Keelan for Person of the Year. What about it, ladies? Yeah. 48 past the hour.
Yeah.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, 53 past the hour on the DJV program, time for Tech Talk. No recycled stories here. It's all fresh, new information, research by Victoria Keelan. We first focus on Mr. Musk and Tesla. Actually, I saw something, Victoria, that I thought you would find interesting. At Elon Musk, he posted the fact that an 18-year-old can't take out a $10,000 business loan, but can take out a $100,000 student loan. Tells you everything you need to know.
It's not, yeah, it is interesting. That is very backwards. You're right.
Yeah, it is.
You don't trust an 18-year-old to take out a business loan for 10 grand, but you want to saddle them with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, so what's Tesla updating?
Well, this is yet another Tesla controversy. So Tesla has updated its software, allowing vehicle occupants to play video games on the center touchscreen console.
While they're driving?
While the car is in motion. So obviously this is raising a lot of questions about safety and driver distraction. Now, previously video games were only playable while the vehicle was in park. Now, while it's moving, according to this update, they have Skyforce Reloaded, Solitaire, and the Battle of Polytopia. Those are games that are loaded onto the center touchscreen while the vehicle's in motion. Now, a notification asks the player to confirm that they're not the driver, but hello, we've all used Waze when it says, please confirm you're the passenger while you're the driver trying to figure out where you're going.
I
literally, it's very easy to, we all do. It's easy to dismiss, and that's all the that's all that Tesla does. It's just, you know, check off that you're the passenger, and that's it. So as we know, that's, you know, not exactly a fail-safe for, you know, it's not a good system. And so the interactive apps in the car worked in motion before this update, but it just hasn't been that widespread. They've had karaoke mode in the music, and which also warns the driver not to participate in. So this would be dangerous for you, Doug, because you like to sing in the car. But yeah, so now the U.S. government has taken, naturally, a renewed interest in Tesla. They are announcing that they are going to be investigating these incidents involving Tesla cars that were operating on autopilot that have crashed into parked cars, including multiple parked emergency vehicles, which is strange that so many Teslas have crashed into parked emergency vehicles. So the touchscreens in vehicles, as we know, becoming more of the norm. Buttons are being taken away, knobs are being removed, everything is becoming the touchscreen. And it's more dangerous because, according to a 2019 study, now this is 2 years ago pre-pandemic, which you can imagine now more people back on the road, it's even more prevalent. Drivers get distracted and look away from the road for up to 40 seconds per task. 40 seconds! Think about how many accidents can happen in 40 seconds when you're not paying attention to what you're doing and how you're driving. So, yeah, so now this is going to be, I don't know where they're going to end up with this, but this is now all under investigation because people just, you know, if you're driving a Tesla, you don't need more distractions.
Nothing good's going to come out of that. All right, up next, Apple and Hyatt are together. Sounds like a very romantic way to get connected. Let's find out what that's about after this.
The global cybersecurity leader CrowdStrike, recently named as one of the fastest-growing companies in North America, has just released the findings of its latest global ransomware study. It reveals that ransomware remains prolific, with payouts and extortion fees on the rise globally. It also highlights how customers are losing trust in Microsoft and legacy IT. CrowdStrike CTO Mike Santonis has more.
Our new research shows that the average ransomware demanded in the US was just over $1.79 million in 2021. And our report shows that 63% of respondents admitted that their organization is losing trust in suppliers such as Microsoft due to frequent security incidents. And it's hardly a surprise, with 66% of organizations globally admitting to suffering an attack in the last 12 months. With the rise in cyber attacks, the average payout has now increased by 63% in the last year, meaning it's crucial for businesses to protect themselves and their clients. So please visit CrowdStrike.com for more information about our survey and how we stop breaches.
Apple and Hyatt.
Yep.
Sitting in a tree. K-A-S-S.
In bed together, in more ways than one. Apple's partnering with Hyatt Hotels to give some hotel guests the ability to store their room keys in their Apple wallets on their phone. So instead of checking your pockets for your room key or losing it or trying to fiddle with it, you know, if it doesn't work on the sensor, you'll now be able to use your iPhone or your Apple Watch to unlock your hotel room. And so this also applies for other areas around the hotel that require a key for entry, like into the gym or the pool or wherever. And so there are currently only 6 Hyatt hotels right now using this. There's one in Hawaii, Key West, Chicago, Dallas, Fremont, and Long Beach in California. But Hyatt says this is going to become the new norm, and this will be over the next couple of years. This is going to be like widespread, and you know, if you don't have a smartphone,
is it safe?
I don't know what's going to happen. It's actually more secure than using one of those cards. Yeah.
Is it?
Yep.
All right, good to know. Thank you for the update. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen together here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.